pleased to welcome our next guest. He is formerly of the Washington Capitals, now of the Montreal Canadiens, Carl Alzner. Hello, Carl. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too, I guess.
Good to see you. So how's life?
Yeah, what a line.
Yeah, great. Very original, too. You've never heard that before.
No, never, never. Yeah, yeah, things are pretty good. Things are busy, but they're pretty good. I've been nonstop kind of trying to get things done here in Washington and, you know, going through the summer motions of all the training and all that stuff. But it's been fun. We've been able to balance some of the packing that we're doing with still enjoying our summer and hanging out with the kids and everything. So yeah, it's been pretty fun.
When I texted, kind of, we were going back and forth before the 1st of July and during the courting period, and you kind of, you said it was a little bit stressful that you weren't, I asked you, is it fun or is it kind of, are you stressed? And you're like, yeah, it's not really that fun. I just want this all to be done. Can you kind of walk us through the week leading up to July 1st? Because the courting period, if you will, changes things for free agents.
Yeah, it does. There's, you know, from my understanding, it used to be kind of just like the day before, pretty much. You'd get a bunch of calls from teams, and you almost had teams just going, you know, against each other, trying to give the best offers out, and you'd have multiple offers on the table, and you'd have to kind of quickly pick something. And with the week leading up, you get an opportunity to visit some places and really feel out some of the interest level and make a more informed decision. So yeah, it was pretty interesting though, because things did change daily and sometimes hourly, depending on which teams were interested and which ones had to bow out and which ones wanted you to come and visit. So it was pretty crazy. And you like to have a little bit of time to make decisions, but like I was saying, it was nonstop change, and that's not really great when you're trying to plan things for families.
Yeah. So did you go to Montreal leading up to it?
Yeah, I did. Montreal was actually the first place we went to, and ended up being the only place we went to. So it worked out kind of cool. Got to see the city and the facilities and stuff like that. I never got a chance to. I don't really know what Montreal was like besides the area downtown by the Bell Center. So, you know, it's the same way with all the cities, pretty much. You don't really know what they have to offer until you get to spend some time there away from the season. So once I get to see it and realize how great everything was, it was a, you know, pretty much a no-brainer decision.
Yeah, so tell me, I guess, how much of that, who conducts the visit, who did you spend time with? And, I mean, there are obviously a hockey element to you. Just kind of walk me through what that courting visit was like and what you went through.
Yeah, so it was, we got in the night before. I think it was a Monday. We got in Monday evening, and we kind of, you know, hung out, just took the city in that night. And then the next day we went to the practice facility, and we met with Mark Bergevin. We talked with him for, seemed like maybe a couple hours. And then just the nice thing was, it was just an easy conversation. You know, it wasn't just, you know, question after question about hockey. It was just a conversation. That was something that I thought was pretty cool. And I know my wife did as well. So, that was neat. And we met some of the training staff downstairs, looked around the facility. And then after that, I mean, there's a guy who, I guess, you know, kind of works for the team, but he took us around the areas where the guys lived, and a couple spots downtown, and just tried to get a feel for the city. And so we ended up meeting probably, I would say, maybe 6 to 8 people with the organization, and then the rest was just on our own to try and get a feel for things. And then once that meeting was done, we spoke with a couple people who were more involved in, you know, what it's like for school for the kids and those kind of extracurricular things. And and then I got in touch with Shea Weber and talked with him about what it was like to play there, coming from obviously a big time different hockey market, Nashville to Montreal, what that was like. So I feel like that was more of a similar situation that would happen for me. And then we took off the next day. It was actually a quick visit, but we got everything done that needed to be done.
Boy, do you lobby for with Shea to get some playing time with him if they sort of mentioned where they'd love to slot you, or is that to be determined still?
I think it's to be determined. I imagine it'll change with the season. But when I talked to Claude Julien, he said that there's a good chance that we'll kind of mix things up, and I'll get a chance to play with him as well as Petrie there. I mean, either way they slice it, it's going to be good. I think we have a lot of options to throw at teams from the back end. So, you know, I don't really have a preference. Obviously, everyone knows that Shea Weber is one of the best D in the league, and if you get a chance to play with a guy like that, it's good for your career. So that would be nice, but at the same time, we got to figure out what combos work the best to play the best. So that's I'm open to whatever happens.
Montreal Canadian defenseman Carl Alzner, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. In the end, how many teams, because like you say, some have to bow out as signings happen and they realize what kind of room they have under their salary cap. How many teams were you essentially picking from, and what was it that tipped you towards Montreal?
Essentially, in the end, there was, I guess, three. One bowed out right before, and then there was two. But realistically, it was what made most sense for, you know, family, career, and which one seemed like they were the most interested. And so, you know, it's still tough decisions because you want to make the right call because, you know, you only have so many years in this league. But the way that Montreal was pursuing us and just everything that they had to offer, it's seriously probably the best organization in the league. I mean, I haven't officially played any games, but just from hearing everything and talking to the guys and the way the city supports the team, you know, you have to put up with maybe not having as much privacy as you would in some other cities, but in the end, to be treated the way that it sounds like they're treated there, and I know from playing in that city, that's pretty much everything that you want. So mm-hmm. It just made most sense when we were talking about it. It was definitely our best opportunity.
It's a little different for a guy your age. You won't remember when there were only six teams in the league, but playing for an original six team, what kind of cachet does that have for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing that goes into it. We all talk about it, and getting to go and play against a team, an original six team, and just the feeling that the buildings have and the cities have, it's on a different level. So that is another thing that goes into it, being able to, you know, be a part of some of those marquee matchups is something that I think is really cool. And then being back in Canada is a big plus for me too. So there's a lot of little cool side notes that go along with being in Montreal and original six, and you know, being pretty much the home of hockey is something that's also special.
From afar, it looks like a team that is in win right now, immediately mode. Do they talk about that with you? You're clearly not going to a team in a rebuild here.
Yeah, that was one of the questions that I had. You want to know how far off the organization is from winning. You want to see what they're doing to try and, you know, put all the pieces together. And obviously, not getting Radulov back is a big hit, but you know, frees up a little bit to make some moves and try and figure out what pieces need to be added as the season goes on. So yeah, I wanted to know that, and it sounds like everything's going in the right direction. They have their eye on a couple pieces that are going to help the team, and then obviously locking up Carey Price is a huge step because, you know, he's one of the best goalies in the league and one of the best ones we've seen in a long time. So it's you know, I think Montreal is always going to be in a win right now. I think that they have that ability and the desire to do whatever is necessary. So that's a big factor.
Carl Alzner, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, talking about Carey Price. You've had a little luxury playing in front of Vezina Trophy winners, going from Holtby and now to Carey Price. Does it change the way you play? How much communication? Because I know Brian Elliott came in here last year and he said it took him a while to get used to his defense and the style that they played. Do you have to, I mean, get accustomed to how Carey plays it, what his tendencies and really the way he likes it to be played?
A little bit, yeah. I'm gonna have to get a feel for that and just try and watch what he does. I know I'm pretty good from playing against him. We do a ton of pre-scouting on the goalie, so I understand how he plays, but now I'll actually get to hear him say it and what he's mm-hmm. looking for and what he's trying to do. But that's actually it might not be a big deal for some D-men, but when the whole free agency thing was starting, that was one of the things I was looking at, is you want to play for a really good goaltender if possible, but also a guy that can move the puck, because it makes it a lot easier on a D-man. You don't have to put yourself in as many bad spots in the corners or coming back for pucks, because your goalie is another option. And so that was something that was really, really intriguing to me. And he makes everything look really easy, and that's another thing that's great, because then you don't ever have those moments where you go into a game and you're like, oh boy, goalie's looking shaky today. You gotta play a little different. He always, doesn't matter if he's playing good or not good, he's always making things look easy and being calm, and that's something that is pretty darn neat. So it'll change a little bit with his style, but I don't imagine it'll be too bad.
Now, you're kind of a quiet, shy character. You know, everybody loves Carl. You're not going to rub anybody the wrong way. Montreal can be a tough market because the fans demand excellence in the media. There's obviously French and English speaking media. I don't think you speak French, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. But do you, and how much of that are you wary of that? Because it's like any real good hockey market. It's the best when you're winning, but it gets really tough when you're losing. And I'm not sure if there's a tougher market to play in than Montreal when things aren't going well.
Yeah, you're right. And that was one of the things I was thinking about before signing there. But I guess the way I look at it is, A, I don't really pay attention to it. I mean, I hear things from guys, or if somebody asks me the next day in the room, what's going on. But I don't actively search for, you know, my name in headlines or the team in headlines. I just kind of go with it. So that's one thing that doesn't really bother me. And just from talking to other guys and people around town, all they really want is you to work hard, to make an effort, outside of the rink. And, you know, whether it's throwing in a few French words that you do know, or trying to learn a little bit so that you can understand people when they're talking to you, that's just want a little bit of effort. And I like to think I'm a guy that tries to go a little bit above the standard when it comes to reaching out to the fans or to the media to help them understand exactly what's going on with me or with the team. And I like to think that I give 100% effort every night. So that's as long as I'm doing that, I don't think it should be a problem. Yeah. And then, you know, we're going to have some good games and some bad games, but as long as we're working, I don't think it's going to be too bad. So I'm a positive thinker, so that's not something that is going to get me down if it's not going great. But yeah, it's one of the things you deal with playing in a big market like that. So I guess it is what it is.
Carl Alzner, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. You were drafted in the first round by the Caps. Your Caps career is now over. How would you characterize it, describe it? Obviously, you were proud to be a Cap. You had some great success. You didn't have ultimate success. What would be your memories and the lasting thought and impression be from Washington?
Well, the cool thing is I got a serious appreciation for this area of the country. I had no idea what to expect coming to Washington as a 20-year-old when I first started playing. I was a little bit nervous about that, being so far away, and then being in D.C., probably the most important city in the world. I was really nervous about it. But then after you get your feet wet and you end up buying a house here and spending summers here like we did, the city holds an extremely special place in our heart. And it's for people who haven't ever been here, it really is that great of a place to visit. And I would like to think at some point in our lives we'll probably come back here and maybe lay down some more permanent roots. But in terms of the team, yeah, you're right. We didn't get that ultimate success, but we had some great, great teams on the ice and amazing teams off the ice. And it's a lot of fun. If you're not going to win, that's the next thing that you're looking for, is being able to really enjoy coming to the rink and really enjoy your time away from the rink. So it's tough to leave not realizing the dream, but at the same time, you're excited to go and try something new out. So I'm thankful that I got to play in this organization, because it's seriously top notch, and all the guys that come here, I think, realize that it's better than you expect before you get a chance to play here. So that's something I'm pretty thankful for.
Well, congrats on the deal. I know it was kind of nerve-wracking for you leading up to it, but we weren't far into the day before it was announced. You get the term, you get the money, you get the city, the team. Is it fair to say you got everything you wanted?
Yeah, everything and more. It's a better deal than I ever expected I was going to get in my career. So I'm pretty happy that we were able to do that.
Congrats, Carl. Good for you. Happy for you. Take care. And don't forget where Calgary is. People, you know, why do you hate Calgary? You could have come to Calgary. You could have come back here, but whatever. I guess Montreal. Whatever. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, no. Well, it's the way free agency works.
I understand.
But thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take care, man.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there's Carl Alzner.
They get Hamonic, you had Stone. It's like, where's
no room?
You can't bring Carl in to be a six.
Yeah, there's no room.
It's not happening.